a special ball. Games consist of 12-minute halves on shortened fields. The event will be hosting 64 teams this year. The Supreme Court is declining to get involved in the corruption case against former Illinois Congressman Aaron Schock. The Republican resigned from Congress in 2015 amid scrutiny of his lavish spending. That included redecorating his Capitol Hill office in the style of the Downton Abbey TV series. Dan Hampton, a member of the 1985 Super Bowl-winning Chicago Bears and a Pro Football Hall of Fame inductee, will be a speaker during the Decatur Community Leaders Breakfast on Thursday, April 4th. Tickets for the biannual event cost $18. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Russia may aim more nukes at us. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what Vladimir Putin warns as the Cold War-era treaty with Moscow breaks down. Fox's Simon Owen monitoring live from London.
Dave, the Russian president warning the U.S. against deploying new missiles in Europe, saying if that happens, Russia will retaliate by fielding new weapons that can travel just as fast. And he said they'd be aimed not just at the countries where the missiles are stationed, but also at the United States. Putin speaking during his annual State of the Nation address after the U.S. said it would leave a landmark nuclear missile treaty, blaming Russian violations. Claims Russia rejects. Dave.
Simon, President Trump has just called the New York Times the true enemy of the people. Tweeting its story about him meddling in Trump investigations is false. In the report, he tried to get the acting attorney general to put a Trump ally in charge of the Michael Cohen and inaugural committee probes. He also denied it yesterday.
There's a lot of fake news out there. No, I didn't.
Now, the president also just tweeted about the Kentucky high school student suing the Washington Post, writing, "Go get them, Nick. Fake news." Nicholas Sandman seeking $250 million, alleging the paper defamed him with false stories about the controversial altercation between students and a Native American activist last month at a rally in Washington. A Post spokesperson says they'll rigorously defend themselves. It is not going to be an easy day driving in much of the country.
A lot of times they're sliding off in the roadway, in a ditch, into guardrails, barrier walls, and things like that, and a lot of those objects don't move.
He's in Indiana. It'll be snowy and or icy from New England down to Philly and Washington, over to Wisconsin, down to Kansas. Parts of Arizona could get a few feet of snow. All this affecting flights as well. More than 1,300 are grounded. A rookie Memphis police officer is in critical condition the morning after road rage in Mississippi. Police say he was off duty at the time the guy he argued with stabbed him in the neck. The officer then shot and killed the man. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at fisherinvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
The ACLU has joined the legal challenges to President Trump declaring a national emergency at the border so he can reallocate money to build more wall, but he predicts he'll win in court.
We have to stop drugs and crime and criminals and human trafficking, and we have to stop all of those things that a strong wall will stop.
California is one of the 16 states that filed suit to block his order, and its governor claims the president is seeking retribution and vows to fight an attempt to claw back money for a train.
The Trump administration says it won't be sending California $929 million for its proposed high-speed rail system and wants the state to return $2.5 billion of federal funds it's already spent. Last week, Governor Gavin Newsom postponed the L.A. to San Francisco project in its current form, citing its cost and lengthy timetable to construct. He wants to focus on a central California line. The Trump administration says California hasn't provided matching funds and can't complete the project by its 2022 deadline. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
Chicago police continue to investigate the Jussie Smollett case. The actor has claimed he was attacked by masked men who shouted racial and anti-gay slurs at him. Since then, his claim has been called into question and something from his past has surfaced.
As Chicago police ask for another interview with Empire actor Jesse Smollett, who says he was attacked last month, a California misdemeanor complaint shows he lied to police in 2007. The court document says when Smollett was pulled over on suspicion of driving under the influence, he gave the name of his brother, Jake Smollett, and also signed a false name on the promise to appear in court. He was later charged with false impersonation and other crimes to which he pleaded no contest. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A federal judge in Chicago has greenlighted a lawsuit that's trying to stop former President Obama from building a $500 million presidential center and library in a park beside Lake Michigan. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
In 1997, community leaders established the Decatur Public Schools Foundation to support educational innovation that makes a lifelong impact on young people. In the two decades since, our foundation has provided nearly $10 million to support activities that enrich the educational experience for students in our public schools. Each dollar invested is provided by private donors and community partners who recognize that thriving public education plays a pivotal role in shaping Decatur's future. From pre-K through high school graduation, every student's growth is enhanced by your gift. In 2019, contributors to the Madden Bequest Society will combine their gifts to honor founding trustee emerita Peggy Madden's commitment to inspiring young people. Your pledge to the $2.5 million campaign ensures that our community's promise to kids is sustained for generations to come. Talk with your financial advisor and call the foundation at 362-3042 to discuss how your contribution to the Madden Society will benefit your family's financial plan while investing in what matters most. Call the Decatur Public Schools Foundation at 362-3042.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
We've got a 50% chance of seeing some showers today between 10 and 2 p.m. Then cloudy skies gradually with highs near 40 degrees, rather. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 27. Thursday, partly sunny, highs near 40. And Friday, mostly sunny, highs near 46. It is 34 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday, February 20th edition of Byers & Company. What would you pay 10 grand to see? That's what the most expensive ticket is going for tonight's Duke, North Carolina game. Not worth it. You can watch it for free. We'll get into that discussion. Plus, we have tickets to give away courtesy of J.L. Hobbard Insurance and Bonds. It all starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I was just taking a little poll. It's interesting the way everyone comes at this, like what they would go back to see and pay any ticket price to do it, knowing the outcome. And it is, I'm always disappointed in younger people, you included. But I did put you in the young person category, so that should make you happy. What? Can I ask you a question seriously? And there's not a sports fan, I mean even a casual sports fan.
This is the thing, you know I'm not a sports fan.
In the audience that wouldn't groan at what you did off the air. I was talking to Matt Hall about what he would go back and see. And he would pay 10 grand to go see Mark McGwire hit his, I guess, 62nd, breaking the record, home run. Even knowing Mark McGwire cheated.
Yeah.
Now, I think that was a great moment, and that's back when ESPN was cutting away from, like, you know, every at-bat with Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire. It was a very exciting time. I would not do that.
Okay.
I mean, mine have to be, like, epic moments, not just fanboy things because you're a fan of that particular person or team. Because all those moments are big. When you're fans of a team or a person, all the moments are big, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I got to see opening day at the new Busch Stadium, like they opened it. And Albert Pujols hit a dramatic home run, you know, to win the game. But I wouldn't go back and pay 10 grand for that. And, I mean, Albert Pujols was the man, you know, in St. Louis. Now, I would go back to Game 6 because that was maybe the greatest World Series game ever played.
I think being able to watch it in my living room and, you know, stand up, sit down, stand up, you know, get really nervous. I mean,
imagine that. Amplified by 1,000 in person.
It was such a great experience at home.
Okay.
I didn't need it.
At least you remember how that game ended.
Yeah.
So, I bring up that since we're talking about the highest price going tonight for the Duke North Carolina game is $10,000 online for a ticket. The average, I mean, to get in the door is $2,500. The average ticket is over $4,000 for this basketball game.
Yeah, to get in the door is like just to stand there, right?
I wouldn't not only pay that, I'm not sure I'd pay for the Duke Kentucky 1992 March Madness game, which by many is considered the greatest tournament game in the history of March Madness. And you go, and so then Lindsay weighs in, as she's done all morning. And that's sort of like, I'm still got some codeine in my system kind of way. I saw that. And then I said to you.
It wasn't there.
I said to you, well, how did it end? You said, I don't remember. So how can you say I saw the Duke Kentucky 1992 game in the Elite Eight to get to the Final Four and you can't remember how it ended? It's called, it's got a name. The play that it ended is noted in infamy. It has its own name.
Which is?
The shot.
That's original.
You don't remember. Okay, how do you know you watched it if you can't remember how it ended?
I don't. I don't remember.
Oh, my God. But you claimed, well, I saw that.
I did watch the game.
How do you know? It was 92. How do you know it was that Duke-Kentucky game?
Oh, God, it had memorable I remember all of the stuff. I was in high school. I think I was a freshman.
Who made the shot?
I don't know.
Then how do you remember all the stuff?
I just remember all the lead up to it. It was like it was the game everybody was going to watch. So I had to watch it. I didn't want to. I didn't care. I'm not a sports person. Just period, the end.
There are some moments that are bigger than just sports.
I mean, even
the Miracle on Ice is bigger than sports.
That one I might see. That one might be it. Just because, man, you'd feel like a real American.
So the shot was made by Christian Laettner. And if you have no recollection of that game, you clearly may have been in the room while the television was on, but you weren't actually paying attention to the game.
Yeah,
but
I don't.
Clearly, you wouldn't spend $10,000 to go back and see that because you had the chance to see it and didn't watch it.
And I never said I would go pay.
I think that's the greatest game in the history of college basketball. That was just an unbelievable game. Duke went on, by the way, to win the national championship that year. But the shot, as it will forever be known. And then Matt weighed in, like, Kobe, Shaq. Like, when you say Lakers to me, I know that Kobe had a lot of fans and Shaq had a lot of fans. I still think if you're going to go quality Lakers, you got to go back to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Magic Johnson. Uh-huh. I mean, you got to go to that era Lakers if you're going to pay $10,000 to go see something, right? Showtime. But it is weird how everybody has their own thing. I think I'm really just going with great games. Great upsets.
Whether or not you were a fan or not.
Yes.
Okay.
I wasn't necessarily a Duke fan by any stretch. But I gravitate towards the people that get hated on. Like, everybody hated on Christian Laettner.
Everybody hated Christian Laettner. Isn't that the name of the documentary?
Yes.
Which I thought was really good.
It was a 30 for 30 on ESPN.
Matt Hall says, it's my $10,000 and I'll do what I want.
Of course he can. I'm not the state of Illinois. No, I'm not going to tell you what you have to do with your money.
Judgy. Like, I'm very disappointed in young people.
You don't remember how the Duke-Kentucky game ended.
Well, excuse me.
I don't know. I don't know if there's a sport event worth $10,000. I think it had to be Miracle on Ice. And the crazy thing is we could have gone to Game 6 of the Cardinals World Series.
We could have.
And didn't.
We didn't.
And I'm with you. I have a pretty high threshold of what the drive there is worth, what the drive home is worth, what the obnoxious guy spilling beer on everybody is worth. I mean, there is a different thing to a live atmosphere.
Well, and did you feel like you lost something because you weren't there? Because it was just as exciting watching home.
Okay, you say just as exciting not having been in the middle of it, so you can't really compare. You've been to Cardinals games. You've been to World Series games. You've never been to that game. And I guarantee you that place was off the charts.
I'm sure
crazy.
It was, but there is also something of the commentary of the announcers at the same time. And it's just like, it has this, like you're watching a documentary, but it's happening. I didn't feel like I missed anything with Game 6.
Okay. And maybe didn't miss anything with your Duke Kentucky 1992
Definitely
experience.
Didn't. No, clearly.
Buster Douglas knocked out Mike Tyson in Japan, so you'd have to take like a long trip to get there. I remember watching it.
Plus the time capsule.
It was on like at a really weird time because Buster Douglas was, I mean, people don't remember what a bad man Mike Tyson was.
I mean, he was considered to be unbeatable. I mean, there was that boxers gave up before they even started the fight. That it was literally. I mean, he would come out, the black trunks, the black shoes, no socks, a towel shirt thing on, and like a caged like beast. I mean, he would just chew through opponent. I mean, it would be you'd pay $60 to see a Mike Tyson fight that would last 11 seconds.
I'm not spending $10,000 for 10 seconds.
But you didn't. The $10,000, you get a fight that lasts several rounds, and Buster Douglas knocks Mike Tyson out. It was unthinkable. I mean, it's easy now because boxers lose. Even Ali Law. I mean, he was undefeatable. He was just unbeatable. There was nobody who could even touch him, let alone knock him out. And I remember watching it. I think it was on ESPN, if I'm not mistaken. Because it was a throwaway fight that wasn't worth pay-per-view. I mean, they had it in Japan, so it happened at a weird time here. Yeah, they aired it at a weird time, and there wasn't even a lot of hype. And I ended up watching the fight, and Buster Douglas, whose mom died, you had this whole unbelievable storyline.
What channel did you watch? I'm curious. What channel did you watch it on? If it was on a weird time.
I think it was ESPN.
When was this? What year?
A long time ago. It was... I'm going to say early 90s, but that's just a complete guess.
Okay, no, I'll go with that. That's fine.
Buster Douglas, Mike Tyson. There's a great 30 for 30 about that as well.
All right.
It was February 11th, 1990.
Okay.
At the Tokyo Dome. Now, let me say to you, going in, everybody, after an upset, everybody goes, yeah, of course we could see that coming. But nobody actually sees it coming. That's why it's an upset. He was a 42-1 underdog. Buster Douglas was. And literally, it wasn't even worth pay-per-view. Or they didn't feel like it was worth pay-per-view. So they had it on at a weird time. Watch the fight. You've never seen Mike Tyson on the canvas looking for his mouthpiece drooling. I mean, like somebody just hit him with a car. And Buster Douglas was a journeyman. I mean, he really didn't do anything after that either. It was just that one moment of perfection in time where everything aligned, the grief of his mother dying and a belief in himself that he could go out and do what no other man had been able to do, which was stand toe-to-toe with Mike Tyson and knock him out. And Mike Tyson was never the same after that, by the way. But people tend to think of Mike Tyson now, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's a joke. He's a movie part in
Singing in the Air Tonight.
Hangover or whatever. Yeah, but he was a bad, 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 bad man who people were terrified of. He was the undefeated, undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. And he got knocked out. I don't know if that's number two on my list, number three on my list. Not sure I'd pay $10,000 to go see it. Have you ever been to a boxing match live?
I have not.
The closest thing that I can say that I've done to boxing is I went to an MMA fight in Las Vegas, and it was Chuck Liddell versus Tito Ortiz. Do you remember when they were like the top
Yes.
names on the sport? So it kind of felt like that. Like we were there, and like Kid Rock was there, and Andre Agassi and Steffi Graf, and there were like movie stars. I mean, it was a big fight, right? So that's the closest. But people don't remember back in the day how big boxing was. Particularly in the 70s and then in the 80s, and then with Mike Tyson's arrival on the scene into the 90s. Because today, when was the last time you watched a boxing match? I mean, when was the last time you even saw one on TV?
I think the closest has been not a boxing match, but the training documentaries, and I think it was Pacquiao.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps.
Oh, yeah, the 24/7 stuff on HBO.
No, it wasn't Pacquiao. It was the Irish. Not Irish.
Yeah, he is.
Is he?
Colin
yes.
McGregor.
Yes.
Colin
McGregor. It was Colin McGregor, and then there was Spaniard or Mexican redhead. Anyway.
Colin McGregor fought Floyd Mayweather.
Yes. But wasn't there one?
I don't. There's one like
Spanish,
every
he's got red hair.
Two or three of those a year. I don't know. I don't know anything about boxing today. But there was a time when it was, I mean, you're A-list people. There was a time when you had a boxing match in Madison Square Garden, Frank Sinatra was sitting there ringside. I mean, it brought out all of the big names, all of the time.
And what do you think changed for that? Do you think it's just...
I think it's like everything. There's just so many more choices of things to do today, right? Ticket prices. You've got concussions, and people, you know, people think of boxing in a different way. Don't you think we've moved a little as a society that we now kind of think of things that we didn't give a second thought to in the 70s, 80s, 90s as being a little violent and too violent?
Yes. Like, we'd rather see feats of heroic, you know, things like doing ninja warrior than fighting someone.
They used to call it the sweet science. And there's also a lack of personalities, right?
Yeah.
In the 70s, you had Foreman and Frazier and Ali, Ken Norton. In the 80s, you had Roberto Duran and Marvin Hagler. Who am I leaving out?
Don't ask me.
No, I mean, these are bigger names. I can't believe I'm... Sugar Ray Leonard.
Oh.
I mean, so you had like... You have to have some stars, I think. It's sort of like if you don't have those big personalities like Tyson.
How much did Rocky play into this?
The movies?
Yeah.
Not at all.
Like it play in popularity in making boxing
I think Rocky was made because boxing was so popular. I think it was the other way around. I think clearly Apollo Creed was based on Muhammad Ali, right? And I think, as a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, you can Google this. Didn't Sylvester Stallone go to a fight with that Muhammad Ali fought a white journeyman kind of guy that was like a underdog nobody that actually lasted a few rounds, and that was sort of the inspiration for Rocky, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
So you got to have the personalities, but boxing isn't what it used to be. Pay-per-view isn't what it used to be, right? I mean, when you pay-per-viewed, you go back and you think about what we had as far as entertainment options.
Yes, and it was a big... what was the last thing you pay-per-viewed? I'm going to be embarrassed to say, so I don't even want to.
It would have to be, the last thing I pay-per-viewed would have to have been a boxing match 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think I pay-per-viewed the Woodstock...
Okay, I don't feel so bad now.
But it was like a 3-day thing or whatever, you know. And I got Blind Melon and Limp Bizkit. I should be godly ashamed of that.
No, you should have gotten a refund.
Yeah, I should have.
Mine probably last thing was back when it was WWF.
Oh, wrestling.
Wrestling.
My brother used to do that. Ever pay per view wrestling?
Oh my God! Yes, love that.
Of course, because scripted fake fighting is worth spending $69.95.
To me, it was real.
Well,
I was young.
To you.
I loved it.
Not to anyone else, but to you. All right, let's take a break. We'll catch up on some other stuff. We've got things in the news. I got tattoos, how they affect your sex life.
Okay.
And they've got some studies about handing free money out in Alaska. You know how the states are...
talking about a standard...
Like where they're just giving away money?
Yes.
And they've done this in some parts of Alaska, and they also have some empirical data behind it.
Just to see? Interesting.
And so we're going to look at that. And then this Harvest Bible Chapel. Have you heard about this church?
No.
And this is up in the northern suburbs, one of these mega churches.
Okay.
And they just had to, like fire the founder. You don't think about, like, competition and mean spirit. Like, you like to think of Christians as being Christian-like.
Yes.
But they're people.
You mean Christ-like?
At the end of the day, yes.
Like Christ?
Yeah, like Christ. The details of this are just mind-blowing. And the scandal behind it.
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
All right. We'll take a break. Here's Lindsay with your 3-day forecast.
Today, we've got 50% chance we could see some rain showers. None of that freezing rain snow stuff. Highs around 40 degrees. Then for tonight, cloudy and lows around 27. Then for your Thursday, partly sunny highs near 40. Friday, mostly sunny highs near 46 degrees. It is currently 34 degrees in downtown Decatur.
The Decanter Fine Wines and Spirits offers a wide selection of both wine and spirits to suit all tastes. Weekly wine tastings from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. every Friday and 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday.
The wines of the month for February include a 2016 St. Christopher Peace Porter Riesling and a 2017 Santa Julia Reserva Malbec.
We offer excellent service and expertise on wine pairings that is unmatched by the competition. Go to thedecanterfinewines.com for more information. The Decanter, excellence and expertise. 215 North Main Street, downtown Decatur.
How are robotics changing surgery? And is it safe? DMH NewsLink host Michaela Hunt sits down with Dr. Ed Raycraft, orthopedic surgeon with DMH, to talk about Mako robotic arm-assisted surgery and its benefits.
I'm right there with the patient. It's no different with or without the robot where I'm at with the patient. It's just adding some features that really help out the patient, I think.
Watch the video now at nowdecatur.com and the Now Decatur Facebook page. DMH NewsLink with Now Decatur. your trusted source for the latest in healthcare.
Some financial institutions look at their customers as a group of numbers waiting to be processed. We treat our customers like people, individuals with dreams and aspirations. That's why we're committed to giving customer service a personal, know-you-by-name touch. If you're tired of being treated like a number, give us a try. Scott State Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Customer-focused, community-driven, committed to you since 1887.
Hey Decatur, it's Chris and Zane with Main Place Real Estate. We're excited to introduce a new segment to the Eric Lee Show. Unlisted will dive into everything local real estate, from the history of Decatur buildings to current listed and unlisted properties, as well as future developments. Unlisted is the place to get your real estate fix. Click the Eric Lee Show under the podcast tab on nowdecatur.com.
To check out listed properties, visit our website, mainplace.us.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Wednesday. Would you say that you're on the inside or the outside when it comes to having a tattoo today? Are if you don't have one, are you on the outside of the majority?
Like in the minority?
Yeah, I mean, like, it seems like so prevalent today, the people that don't have them are the smaller number than the people that actually have them.
I would say, yes, I'd say if you do not have a tattoo, you are in the minority.
Under a certain age.
You know, and even that seems to be changing.
Well, because people get older.
Get older, yeah, but I would say probably if you are under the age of 50 and do not have a tattoo,
you would be, or maybe even 60.
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, anyway, surveys from the University of Miami have revealed that people with tattoos are far more likely to have a higher number of sex partners in a year than people without tattoos.
Based on what?
The researchers surveyed 2008 adults, some of who had tattoos and some who didn't, and they revealed that the people with tattoos were more likely to be smokers, to have spent time in prison, and have a higher number of sexual partners. So all of the stereotypes, check, 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 check.
Yeah, it's like how many, it's like they went to the people who had like tramp stamps and.
Now you're going to, now there's like layers of tattoo. Now you're going to like do sub layers of stereotypes.
Some of that is just very.
First of all, what is a tramp stamp?
You don't know what that is.
I think I do, but I'm not real sure.
Generally on ladies. Okay. I won't say that it's only on ladies, but it is usually a lower back right above the buttocks.
Okay, so
tattoo.
Why does that?
Angel wings, for instance, are very popular.
Okay, so are you looking down on that?
Absolutely not. I don't.
Oh, you just call them tramp stamps.
No, that's what they call them. I'm saying it seems like this is very judgmental, stereotypical, like, oh, well, people with tattoos
Hang on a second. You just got all stereotypical about their stereotype.
No, I feel like that's what they're saying.
No, but you're saying, well, the rest of us who don't have tramp stamps,
no.
I'm offended.
No, I don't think that you should be offended by...
You said that they talked to a bunch of people with tramp stamps.
It's like they went and they had an idea in their head.
But you don't think that's an offensive stereotype? Labeling somebody a tramp stamp because of the location of their tattoo? Because you're higher and mightier because your tattoo's in a different place?
I don't judge anyone with a tramp stamp.
I don't judge anybody with tattoos at all or anything. In fact, I don't care what anybody does. As long as it doesn't harm anybody else,
go for it. Whatever you want to do is up to you.
I just think it's interesting that some stereotypes maybe are around because there's certain strains of truth in the stereotype.
Really?
I think probably what they found is that people with tattoos are a little more riskier in life than maybe people who don't. I mean, I think that's kind of a straight-laced versus I'm a little more open to things. I don't think that's a bad thing.
Maybe. Like more risk-takers, like they're willing to...
They've got a little more of a free spirit. I don't know. I mean, I don't necessarily look at it as a bad thing. And then I love how you did the whole, like, I'm going to shame other tattoo people.
I don't have a problem with... No, it's just I feel like...
Would you want to be labeled as a tramp?
My point being, if they call it a tramp stamp, I feel
Who's
like...
Who's they?
Just people, judgmental people. What
like
I'm saying
you?
Is I feel like this study, when they thought, hey, let's find this out, immediately thought about that.
I don't think so.
I don't think that's
but you're just guessing. This is a university study. You can disregard it and not believe it, but I don't think that you, without talking to any of the people who actually conducted the study, just get to throw out their science because you think they just talk to people with
your methodology is what I'm asking. What is their methodology?
By the way, Urban Dictionary describes tramp stamp as a derogatory term.
I know that.
But you mean it with love. All right. So much for stereotypes. When we get back, this Harvest Bible Chapel, we got a little something for everyone here today. Before you Christians get all up and mighty
Jesus
about this other stuff, we will tell you about really bad behavior coming out of one mega church. Taking a break at the bottom of the hour news. We got a lot to get to here today. Wednesday edition of Byers & Company.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Shop on Main. The Babes program, run by Dove in Decatur, is seeking volunteers. Dove director Barb Blakey.
The training is going to be on Monday, March 4th, and it's from 10 to 1 at our 302 South Union offices.
Pre-registration is needed by the 25th. The Babes program is an in-classroom experience using puppets to teach children life skills and how to make positive early decisions about alcohol and drugs.
Ladies and gentlemen, today is a great day for Illinois working families.
That's Governor J.B. Pritzker following the signing of the new minimum wage law in Illinois. Illinois will have a $15 minimum wage by 2025, despite objections from some businesses and Republicans. The first increase will be January 2020 to $9.25 an hour and then to $10 an hour that summer. Want to get rid of your old TV? Make an appointment today for a pop-up electronics collection this Friday at the Macon County Environmental Management Recycling Center. This is a popular event, and you must register at macongreen.com. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Russian President Vladimir Putin's threatening to point hypersonic missiles at the United States if the U.S. installs intermediate-range missiles in Europe. He says during his State of the Nation address,
we are not interested in confrontation, and we do not want it, let alone confrontation with such a global power like the United States of America.
He says Russia will not deploy new missile systems in Europe unless the United States does so first. President Trump tweets, go get him, Nick.
The lawyers for the family of 16-year-old Nicholas Sandman have filed a $250 million lawsuit against the Washington Post, accusing the paper of smearing the white Covington Catholic Jr. after cell phone video showed him staring down Native American activist Nathan Phillips in an altercation at a pro-life rally in D.C. last month. The Post vows a rigorous defense.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. This is Fox News.
Hi, this is JR from Speed Lube, and we know if you've got a diesel truck, you love it and want to take good care of it. And there is no better way than with Shell Rotella Motor Oil from Speed Lube. Whether you need T5 synthetic blend or T6 full synthetic oils for your truck, Speed Lube has you covered. And we will have you back on your way faster than anyone with no appointment necessary. And should your truck need more, we at Speed Lube can handle that too. But keep your diesel truck powering along at its best with Shell Rotella Motor Oil, and your next oil change is Speed Lube, with 6 Decatur area locations to serve you.
Hey, it's your friend Sean Hannity, and as you know, I am not afraid to be honest and say exactly what I feel. When it comes to selling your home, you need to know there are real estate agents out there that just rely on yard signs, well, and a few hundred dollars of marketing. I'm going to make this very easy for you and tell you the one agent whose marketing plan is in a whole different league than anyone else you will talk to. I'm talking about Glenda Williamson. She services Decatur and the surrounding area and attracts hundreds of buyers every week and sells a home on average every 34 hours. Now, because of that, she can guarantee to sell your home at an agreed price and deadline, or guess what? She'll buy it. Our national marketing plan got my attention, and you know what? She'll get your home the attention it needs to sell for the most money guaranteed. Now, if I lived in Decatur or surrounding areas and needed to sell my home, well, I would call Glenda Williamson. So call Glenda, 217-875-8081. That's 217-875-8081, or online at GlendaWillSellYourHome.com. That's GlendaWillSellYourHome.com. Go there and you can start packing.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
We get a 50% chance of seeing some rain showers today. A little bit of patchy fog as well, with cloudy skies, highs near 40 degrees. For tonight, cloudy and lows around 27. Thursday, partly sunny, highs near 40. And Friday, mostly sunny, highs near 46 degrees. It is 34 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Is
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Wednesday. Right now, we head to Benjamin F. Edwards and Jamie Bruner, who is standing by. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. The popular averages closed higher on Tuesday, and the Dow was up 8 points to 25,891. Worries about the trade tensions with China eased a bit as President Trump downplayed the March 1 deadline as not set in stone. Economic announcements likely to impact trading today include housing starts and building permits. Investors will be interested in the 2 p.m. Eastern Time release of the minutes from the recent Federal Reserve Open Market Committee meetings and how the central bank position future interest rate increases and monetary policy. In European trading, the London FTSE was up 0.19%, while the DAX in Frankfurt was up 0.4%. The Nikkei in Tokyo was up 0.6%. The 10-year U.S. government bond was up 1/32nd, yielding 2.633%. Gold futures were up $2 at $1,346.80. Crude oil futures were down 30 cents at $55.79 a barrel. Right now, the Dow is trading at 25,908, a positive 17 points. ADM at 41.93, Ameren 70.21, Caterpillar 137.08, Norfolk Southern 183.11, PPG 108.72, Tate & Lyle 37.44, and Mueller Water 10.91. And I close with the following quote from four-star General Colin Powell. The healthiest competition occurs when average people win by putting in above average effort. This is Jamie Bruner with Benjamin F. Edwards & Company, member FINRA and SIPC.
Thank you, Jamie. As always, we appreciate it. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. Hey, if you're thinking about joining the Y, and if you do so in the next 7 or 8 days, you sign up for a membership by February 28th, members will get entered in to win a 3-month membership credit. How about that? Adults, $46.25 a month. Family prices, $66.25 a month. You got everything from seniors to Good Heart membership. There's a whole range. But basically, an adult, $46.25 a month. Now, what does that get you? Well, you have access to the Wellness Center. If you haven't been to the Wellness Center, they got every piece of machinery you could possibly want. They got a free weight room. They got all the machines. They got the bikes. They got the elliptical. They got the rowing machines, the stair climbers. They've got the Jacob's Ladder. And the expertise inside of that room to help you with any of those machines. You've got group fitness classes. Altogether, there's 70-plus classes that are included in your membership, including aquatic classes. There's also basketball courts, running, walking track, lap pool, family pool, racquetball courts, and the general locker room. And you can upgrade. I love the Good Heart membership. That's a regular membership plus access into the private locker rooms that are furnished with a hot tub, a sauna, steam room, your own personal locker, nice area there with coffee and a TV. Some guys like to sit around after they get done working out. I'm not one of them, but I notice there's always somebody there in the chair. Sometimes I take a shower, you know, wrap a towel around, just sit in the chair and watch the financial with networks.
Mm-hmm.
It's there. Member benefits also include up to 2 hours of free child care while you're working out. They got the nursery plus the Y Zone. That's ages 6 to 12. Early bird registration on programs for members. And just the list goes on and on and on and on. By the way, Good Heart membership is $75.40 a month if you want those extra amenities. If not, $46.25. Now, you use the regular locker room. By the way, you bought me a lock that works with my phone that I haven't tried yet.
I know.
I just found it in my drawer, my nightside table, yesterday. I'd forgotten about it, to be honest with you. It kind of scares me.
Okay. Well, don't.
I mean, I thought it was a big deal in technology when I got a new lock that had, like, letters instead of numbers.
Oh, my gosh, yes, thank goodness, because I am terrible.
Like, I'll never forget this. Anyway, check it out, this membership promotion. So if you sign up between now and February 28th, your name goes into a drawing to win a 3-month membership credit. Think about that. That's a quarter of your year taken care of by the Y. Pilates for us today.
Woot, woot.
You ready?
I am ready. I really enjoy this. I found the first time I did it to be very challenging.
It's tougher than you think.
Yes. Yes. Matt Hall said it did wonders for his lower back. So.
Well, good.
All right, Pastor James McDonald founded the Harvest Bible Chapel 31 years ago. This is one of those megachurches.
Megachurches.
Now, when did that become part of the vernacular, that particular phrase?
You know, I mean, I don't even remember this when it was like 700 Club time and like Tammy Faye and all that. I don't remember megachurch being the name. You know what I mean? I don't remember that being in the vernacular.
That's a fairly new phrase. But I would assume it's, you know, a large church with a big congregation. Well, the elders of the church fired the guy who founded the church after there were inappropriate comments that were recorded and then given to the media. And then broadcast by a Chicago radio station. By a host who was a former member of the church who was baptized by this guy in the River Jordan in Israel.
Oh, we're talking legit.
The clips are of this pastor and founder of this super church talking about plans to put child pornography on the computer of reporters that work for Christianity Today magazine because they had written a negative article about his church.
What?
And then also about spreading rumors about one of the writers having an affair with one of the other writers or the editor-in-chief of the publication. So this publication, I mean, I have no idea what Christianity Today magazine is. I've subscribed to a lot of magazines over the course of my life. I don't know that I've ever subscribed to a Christian-based magazine.
No.
Not that there's anything wrong with it. I just don't have any. Do you know what this magazine is?
No idea.
The audio clips include an insult of Galley. Mark Galley is the editor-in-chief of the publication. And an accusation that Roy's had approached the houses of people who were victims in a DCFS investigation of a church worker and harassed them. There were also comments about McDonald being able to raise $100,000 in a minute. So this guy, who's the head of this church, oh, by the way, this magazine was started by the Reverend Billy Graham in 1956. So they write an article that is perceived to be negative about this megachurch. And the Christ-like thing to do in that moment is to plot to put child pornography on the computer of the editor of the magazine. That's what your pastor, that's his plan of dealing with the adverse press. Now, somebody clearly in the room wasn't down with the plan because they were recording it and then shared it with the media. And the elder said, yeah, we were going to fire him anyway, but now that we know this, he's gone. What would you do? I mean, I guess people are people and we're all sinners. That'd be the first thing Wayne Kent would tell you, right?
Yes, and sins can be forgiven if, you know, you. I get that, but wow. I'm like, you're in it. You're in, like, Christ's house you built. You are leading people to Christ, and this is how you're doing it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I mean, that's your go-to move.
That's hardcore. That is hardcore.
That's like something out of The Sopranos, not
that
church.
That is like, yeah.
Nah, Sopranos just have you whacked. That's like something out of, I don't know. That guy's got to, I mean, there's something wrong with this dude.
Yeah.
Right?
That's OG, original Gentile right there.
All right. You've got to take a break. Handing out free money in Alaska. They've got some empirical data behind this, which I thought was very interesting. And skee balls making its return, but for adults.
I love this game.
Do we have a skee ball? Is there a skee ball indicator anywhere?
I don't know, but if there is, let me know.
Listen up, Y, or whoever. Sorry, I keep turning my paper over, and I look for my copy, and I can't find it. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee, locally indicated for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
The Decanter Fine Wines and Spirits offers a wide selection of both wine and spirits to suit all tastes. Weekly wine tastings from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. every Friday and 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday.
The wines of the month for February include a 2016 St. Christopher Peace Porter Riesling and a 2017 Santa Julia Reserva Malbec.
We offer excellent service and expertise on wine pairings that is unmatched by the competition. Go to thedecanterfinewines.com for more information. The Decanter Excellence and Expertise, 215 North Main Street, downtown Decatur.
Some financial institutions look at their customers as a group of numbers waiting to be processed. We treat our customers like people, individuals with dreams and aspirations. That's why we're committed to giving customer service a personal, know-you-by-name touch. If you're tired of being treated like a number, give us a try.
Scott State Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Customer focused, community driven, committed to you since 1887.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Wednesday. Good morning and welcome. So Anchorage Daily News has a story. Alaska has had what they call PDFs. It's a permanent fund dividend. And researchers at the UAA's Institute of Social and Economic Research studied 16 years worth of Anchorage police reports and found that crimes related to substance abuse, such as driving under the influence and disorderly conduct, rise by about 14% the day after the PFD is paid out.
Uh-huh.
And they stay elevated at 10% for the next 4 weeks compared to a normal day.
Till the money runs out.
Meanwhile, property crimes, such as theft, decreased by 8% in the month after the payment, and there was no change to violent crime. So you have a stereotype of what people will do if you just give them free money.
And, yeah. And now you know.
But here's what's crazy is our government is now being run by the stereotype.
Yeah.
What are they trying to legalize and make more of? Mm-hmm. All this stuff that people will go throw their money away on. Booze, drugs.
And how many communities are talking about this?
A lot of them.
An automatic wage. Yes. $500, $1,500. Just
right.
Give up money. Just, which I don't understand.
I don't get it.
I mean, my grandparents would go, what?
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. Just based on my email response this morning from this interview with Senator Menard, who I like a lot, but people aren't buying the arguments.
No.
And the minimum wage thing may make some parts of the base happy, and it may make Bill Faber happy, but if you think that's where the vast majority of Americans are located politically, I really don't know what's going to happen over the next couple of years. And you can hate Donald Trump with all of your heart and feel that that is a righteous thing to do. That doesn't mean the vast majority of Americans are going to embrace socialism. And the mistakes you are making, which I thought the Democratic Party was a little more wary of. I mean, legalized drug use, legalized gambling. These people, this stuff hurts their base the most. This minimum wage increase, as hard as it is for some of you to believe because you're just arguing on emotion and not the way the world works at all, will hurt people at the bottom of the ladder the most because they'll go from full-time employment to part-time employment. They will have jobs cut. And I'll tell you what you better get ready for. Flippy. You know what Flippy is? Flippy is a robot that makes hamburgers. And it is gaining traction in a big, big way. And do you know what Flippy gives you? Any idea?
What?
Well, let's just say you have to pay somebody $15 an hour for 40 hours of work year-round. And then let's just say you can buy Flippy for what a couple of years of that salary would be, but Flippy never calls in sick. Flippy's never late. Flippy doesn't talk back. Flippy doesn't anger the customers. Flippy doesn't spit in anybody's food. And Flippy doesn't know what minimum wage is. So I know that the folks over in Springfield are having a heyday with our new governor. And I know that people are all excited about, hey, yay, we're getting stuff done, we're getting stuff done. No, you're opening up revenue streams you think is going to solve the problem by kicking the can down the road. We got to solve this pension problem. And you're not going to sell enough pot or video poker games to do that until you cut the spending. Flippy.
Want something positive?
Yeah.
Today's Love Your Pet Day.
Ah, thank you.
So on our Now Decatur Instagram and our Now Decatur stories,
uh-huh.
We have a post where you can share and tell us all about your pet that you love.
Okay.
And do you know what an alligator story is? Because I had to be educated.
Go right ahead.
Okay, so I was like, so Rachel, where do I find this stories? Well, apparently if you go to the Nowdicator Facebook page,
uh-huh.
and the Nowdicator, you'll notice is now the logo has a circle around it.
I saw that. Okay.
Tap it. Just click on it. That is what we get. That is your stories. Yeah.
It's loading very slow. Okay, I get it. Yeah. Okay. So you can share your pet.
Yes.
And why you love your pet.
Mm-hmm.
So cats,
tell
dogs.
Tell us why they're special. All yes. Right. And that's all
that is a good way to. I mean, we shouldn't just. I mean, just because we live in a hellhole that's getting hotter, we shouldn't. I mean, not literally outside, but metaphorically. We should concentrate on the good things, things we can't control.
It is Love Your Pet Day. So on our Nowdicator Instagram stories and Nowdicator Facebook stories, you can tell us all about
your pets. I've got one response quickly because I want to stay positive the rest of the show, right?
Yes.
The Herald Review today has an anti-Trump editorial and about fake news and corrupt media and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they report, according to the Reporters Without Borders 2018 World Press Freedom Index, the combination of anti-press rhetoric along with the violence leaves the United States at number 45 on the list, a drop of two spots. Well, the last year President Obama was the president, mm-hmm. Herald and Review Editorial Board, we were 49th. So if nothing, Donald's taken us up for. But of course, we always put it into context. This is why the media is driven crazy by Trump, right? Because when they try to make the point, they fail to mention that under other presidents, our ranking was worse. So who was to blame for that when Obama was president, when you didn't have Trump to blame for everything? Oh, that was the Obama administration that was, in 2015, trying to get New York Times reporter James Risen to reveal his confidential sources for reporting on the CIA. Oh, that was the Obama administration who caused people to be hit with tear gas and shot by rubber bullets by the police. Or, the NSA contractor Edward Snowden. Or charging 8 whistleblowers under the 1917 Espionage Act. Before Obama, only 3 people were ever charged in the history since 1917. 8 were charged the last year of his administration. I don't remember anybody writing editorials about him being the enemy of the media. Do you?
No, never. There was a time when they were talked about his transparency being an issue. But if he went and played, one-on-one with them, boop.
Yeah, if he'd talk about your bracket during March Madness on ESPN. Just thought I would point that out.
They'd just gush and go, oh, you're so cool.
Here's Lindsay Romano with your 3-day forecast.
Today we've got a 50% chance of rain showers between now and 2 p.m. with some fog as well. Cloudy skies and highs near 40. Then for tonight, cloudy skies, lows around 27. Thursday, partly sunny, highs near 40. And Friday, mostly sunny, highs near 46. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 34 degrees.
Running a business is no easy feat. You need every advantage you can get. Do your 2019 goals include wasting time and money? Of course not. Take a look at your Ameren electric bills. You may be paying more than you need for your commercial electricity supply. Stop exposing your bottom line to commodity market fluctuations and kickstart your 2019 by evaluating your energy expenses. But you don't need to do it alone. Diversegy can help. Instead of shopping energy supplier offers one at a time, visit shopenergy.biz for an apples-to-apples comparison. Nationwide, our portfolio includes over 30 vetted electricity suppliers who want to compete for your business. Shop our site to find rates negotiated by our energy experts. Based on your needs and consumption, choose the per kilowatt hour price, contract term, and contract length that makes sense. Visit shopenergy.biz or call us at 844-841-5458. Your bottom line wants you to shop for the best business electricity rates from top-rated energy suppliers. Get your quote today at shopenergy.biz.
Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. I just wanted to tell you about a couple of just a small amount of words that have changed my life, these powerful words. Thanks to Hickory Point Bank, it's so simple. All I had to do was say to my Amazon Echo device, Alexa, enable WSOY skill. And then every time after that, all I have to say is, Alexa, open WSOY, and I can listen to News Talk 1340 WSOY whenever I want, thanks to Hickory Point Bank Invested. And thank you.
In 1997, community leaders established the Decatur Public Schools Foundation to support educational innovation that makes a lifelong impact on young people. In the two decades since, our foundation has provided nearly $10 million to support activities that enrich the educational experience for students in our public schools. Each dollar invested is provided by private donors and community partners who recognize that thriving public education plays a pivotal role in shaping Decatur's future. From pre-K through high school graduation, every student's growth is enhanced by your gift. In 2019, contributors to the Madden Bequest Society will combine their gifts to honor founding trustee emerita Peggy Madden's commitment to inspiring young people. Your pledge to the $2.5 million campaign ensures that our community's promise to kids is sustained for generations to come. Talk with your financial advisor and call the foundation at 362-3042 to discuss how your contribution to the Madden Society will benefit your family's financial plan while investing in what matters most. Call the Decatur Public Schools Foundation at 362-3042.
You're listening to Byers and Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
By the way, if you look at those web list, you know, that come out every once in a while, that tells you like what everybody's looking at online, and like six out of the top 10 are porn. Except in China, where a China-born bodybuilder by the name of Lara Zhang was showcasing her training progress. She is a bikini model and a weightlifter, and she put up a 23-second video on the Chinese equivalent of Twitter, which is Weibo or Weibo.
Yeah.
And the web police in China warned her that she was putting out pornographic and obscene, and even warning her of legal consequences. Now, she lives in Queensland. I mean, but she was born in China.
Mm-hmm.
It's a picture of her in a bikini.
Yeah.
How bad is the porn in China?
I mean, their sensors are unreal.
But she lives in Australia.
I know, but if she has dual citizenship in China, they...
For a swimsuit?
Yep.
All right. Let's end with skee-ball. Do you remember skee-ball?
I love
it. Went skee-ball at Chuck E. Cheese's, right?
Yes.
Didn't they have it there?
Yes. Chuck E. Cheese. What was the other one? Showbiz.
Did we have Showbiz or did we have Chuck E. Cheese?
We had Showbiz.
There was a Chuck E. Cheese in Springfield.
Yeah, it was Showbiz with the Jamboree band or whatever.
But the skee-ball, both of them had a band, didn't they?
The animatronic band?
Yes.
I don't remember Chuck E. Cheese having one, but it might.
Showbiz did. Because it was right.
It had the bear.
There's that Disney attraction in the Wild Wild West part of Disney where they have that country bear jamboree or whatever.
Yes.
People used to line up for that thing. That was technology
when
I was a kid.
It's kind of creepy.
All right. Now, you get the stream of tickets, right? You roll the balls up the slope, and they got the different varying.
Yes, and there's like only so much arm versus wrist ratio that you can use.
Yeah.
Yes.
And there is Ski-EO, which is in Chicago, and they have got hundreds and hundreds. This is one of the fastest growing leagues in all of Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, yeah.
This is adults coming back to their memories from Chuck E. Cheese or Showbiz Pizza and literally signing up. Now, is this bowling of 2019?
Very much so.
This guy, there's bars. Well, this one guy by the name of Mike Frazier said he saved by a handful of throwback machines, quickly discovered there were plenty out there just like him. 8 years later, bars like Glasgow's and Bergau Brewing Company pack in hundreds of skee-ball players. This is becoming a huge deal in Chicago. It seems soothing, my memories of that.
Oh, yes. That sound, those like wooden ball things.
Were they wooden or were they were wood, right?
I remember wood. I remember wooden balls. Because they had a little more they were a little more lightweight.
Like, they were?
Yes, because they'd go up that thing and then it was like just the right amount of between power that you had to throw it, but not too hard, or you'd hit the back of the cup things and it rolled down, no point.
These things are expensive. I'm looking online. These are like $5,000-$6,000 a machine.
Oh, yeah.
Those are new, though.
But
right?
I mean, between skee ball and hatchet throwing, I mean, what entertains people now is not the same. I had this conversation with a family member last night.
Hatchet throwing? Did you just throw that out there as like it was like a skee ball kind of thing?
It's big right now.
It is?
Yeah.
Where?
Bars. They have hatchet throwing bars. It's a thing.
Here?
I think they have like a couple in Chicago.
I'm talking about here.
Well, this is in Chicago, too.
No, but we had skee ball here. I don't ever remember going to a bar and saying, here's hatchets. Is that a good idea to hand people hatchets at a bar?
They have these hatchet throwing is a thing.
I know, but is that like a good idea?
No, you didn't. You didn't know.
No. Why? In all honesty, go back and read that question again. You didn't know. Do I look like a guy who would be into hatchet throwing?
You should try it. Maybe we should try it.
That sounds so hipster, it makes me a little nauseous.
We'll put on some vests.
I'm trying to talk about skee ball, universally loved by all. You sidetracked and hijacked the conversation into hatchet throwing. Skee ball.
Yeah.
Skee ball.
We should invest.
All right. That's it for us. If you missed any of the show today, including our interview with Senator Andy Menard, the new CEO of HSHS St. Mary's Hospital, Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, all of our podcasts are presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry. We're beautiful.